Well, we carried those in what we'd call a slop bucket or a slop can. And it could be accumulated scraps or a prepared grain or bran or a portion of the grain would be bran or a material called shorts, was similar to bran or had a little bit more of grain content in it instead of just a straight husk.
And what do you fry eggs in?
Would be the frying pan.
And nowadays
you can cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house. You can put them in. Well, I suppose a vase would be the most used term. Now, I'm a little cluttered there because of being in the flower industry, flower and shrubs, there's numerous types of arrangements and numerous types of containers. It's a little confusing. But I think it would be safe to say that vase would be the proper thing that was used generally.
And you were setting the table next to each plate for the people to eat with. You'd give everyone a...
Give them a napkin instead of eating utensils.
Which would be a
knife, fork, and spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
What steak?
To cut the meat with steak.
Well, I'll predate you a little bit, honey. Instead of using, you're thinking of the age of the steak knife, which is an unusually sharp knife. Back in my earlier years, see, through the 20s, to fit my age bracket, round steak was the number one beef cut. And it was tenderized by pounding something like some of the prepared instruments they use to tenderize a round steak with now. Instead of a hammer-like instrument with points on it, a multitude of points, why, most housewives would just simply use the end of a rolling pin and pound the steak with it to tenderize, to break up the tissue.
So I didn't have any need for
that? So we didn't have any need for a special steak knife. Our knife that we used at the table was more or less a misnomer. It was called a case knife.
Mm-hmm.
A case is a brand of knife and not a piece of dining table utensil,
mm-hmm.
necessarily. Case makes all sorts of knives. So Case, the manufacturer, makes all sorts of knives. Now, why that name was pinned on, I don't know. But instead of referring to your knife at the placement as a table knife or a dinner knife, it was called a case knife.
You're never going to get through if you don't just ask her, answer her question.
Say the dishes were dirty. You said, well, I have to go.
Wash the dishes.
And you say after she washes them, then in clear water she
rinses
and
I would scald the dishes.
Uh-huh. The cloth or rag you use when you're washing them is called a